and welcome to episode number 12 of Unapologetically Overcoming, the podcast. I'm your host, Jess Marie. Today, I wanted to take a few minutes to talk about independence, specifically independence when it comes to choosing not to be in a relationship. I was in a relationship for almost 13 years, and I've been single for about 2.5 years. I've tried dating a couple times, and each of those attempts didn't work for various different reasons. But something that I realized is that as much as I tried to sometimes convince myself I was, I'm really not interested in being in a relationship. And I obviously reserve my right to change my mind about that, but this is where I'm at right now. And lately, I've been having conversations with some of my friends, both male and female, and I've noticed a common theme. Many of them have told me that I sound like a guy when I talk about my thoughts and feelings regarding relationships. So as I was talking to my therapist recently about this, she asked me, is it a bad thing to think like a guy? And I said no. But then she asked me another question. Why does being strong and independent so often equate to masculinity? And I stopped for a second and thought to myself, that's a really good question. But then it got me thinking some more about traits in general and in relationships or choosing not to be in relationships. People tend to talk about women in particular in a negative way when they are exhibiting strong or independent qualities. Maybe not everyone, but I've heard it enough that it made me feel compelled to do this podcast about this topic. And I'll even go a step further in saying that usually it's men who seem to take issue when women are displaying these qualities. So my question is why? Why are those qualities a problem for some people? And why are they sometimes seen as more masculine? It's almost as if it's not acceptable for women to be strong or be independent. Does women having strength or independence intimidate men? I'd really like to hear feedback and maybe even continue this conversation on a later episode. The other thing that this conversation has me wondering relates to people, both men and women, who want so badly to be in relationships. And I wonder sometimes if that's because it's something they actually want, or if it's because we're so socially conditioned to believe that being in a committed relationship or a marriage is what we're supposed to do. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm in no way shaming anyone for wanting that or feeling that way. But what I am doing is suggesting that anyone that may have a more traditional approach to relationships consider the other options. And when I say consider, what I really mean is just acknowledge them. Just because you may want one kind of a relationship, it doesn't mean that it's wrong for someone else to want a different kind of relationship or no relationship at all. This message applies to everyone, but I particularly think that women need to hear this message because I've heard a lot of people say things lately like, I'm not good enough, or I'm going to be alone forever because they can't find someone to be in a relationship with. If you're with someone and feeling like you're not good enough, guess what? They're not the right person because you shouldn't have to prove how good you are to anybody. And in regards to feeling like being alone is a bad thing, it's really not the worst thing in the world. You can find enjoyment and satisfaction and love in so many other ways. And you can actually find peace in being alone. I think people sometimes, not always, but sometimes feel that way because of how society portrays being single or being alone. I think it's time we put an end to the stigmas related to having to be in a relationship or feeling like you have to be in a relationship, and the stigmas related to not being in a relationship. I also think it's time we start accepting all of the different kinds of relationships that exist. Men and women being together, men and men being together, women and women being together, open relationships, polyamorous relationships, monogamous relationships, non-monogamous relationships. The list goes on and on. It's 2022, almost 2023, and I really think it's time we start living our lives for ourselves and not how society or other people make us think we should be living our lives. What works for me may not work for you, but no one should be made to feel bad for choosing to be or not to be in a relationship, or for what kind of relationship they may choose to be in. Focus on you and stop worrying about what other people think. I could probably ramble on and on about this topic for so much longer, but I'm going to stop now, and I'm going to leave you with this quote that really, really resonates with me. It's easy to stand in the crowd, but it takes courage to stand alone. Thank you for listening, and remember, be kind to yourself, be kind to each other, and be unapologetically you.